Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I am going to share with you today a message, a beautiful message, a beautiful word. Maybe it will change your life forever. This is some of the most beautiful word by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi. What he said? He said of the meaning of, remember, if you have pain, your friend or relative cannot share the pain with you. And if you have someone who loves you, he cannot bear the pain for you. Meaning nobody can take the pain of you at all. And if you get up at night from pain and agony, and you cannot go to sleep, nobody can sleep in your behalf and relax. My dear brother and sister in Islam, take care about yourself and protect her and be good to yourself and don't let condition change you, because it doesn't matter and it will not happen. Remember, whatever happened is already ordained. And nobody will break you except yourself. And nobody can destroy you except yourself. And nobody can give you victory except Allah and your belief and your trust in Allah. If you can stand up, believe in Allah, trust in Allah, be content with Allah, nobody will bother you. Don't think about your status in the eye of the people, but think about your status between you and Allah. Your soul will be calm. Elevate your nafs with Allah, but don't elevate it with what the people say. And if you know something wrong about you, correct it. And if people tell you something you do not have, don't worry about it. Don't worry about dunya, because it belongs to Allah, not to you. Don't worry about rizq, is already ordained. Don't worry about the future, is already in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Care about only one topic: how to please Allah and how Allah will be pleased with you. Because if you please all mankind but you do not please Allah, you will live miserable, die miserable, walayazu billah, you go to Jahannam. And if you go and please Allah and everybody is not pleased with you, you leave this life going to Jannah straight and say, oh Allah, switch my sadness to happiness. And all this can happen with one sajda. And if you want to change your condition, with one dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forget goodness you did, or alleviation of suffering. You help other, okay, to have ease and peace and happiness. Don't forget an eye cry thanking Allah and thanking you because something you done. Live with a principle. Live with a principle. You will live happy. And say, Allah, don't make me forget you, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, decorate me with the quality beloved to you, Ya Allah. Not because of people, just to be pleased be with me, Ya Allah. And don't worry about if somebody thank you or not thank you. Do your goodness between you and Allah. And don't wait for someone to tap on your shoulder or thank you or show gratitude to you. Don't. Lower your hand and extend it to be the cause of spreading goodness and charity and to care about the alleviation of suffering of others. It will alleviate a lot of musiba from your shoulder, and maybe it will be the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you from a lot of musiba. My dear brother and sister in Islam, life is easy, very easy if you have iman, very peaceful when you have iman, very full of happiness when you have iman. Trust in Allah, be content with Allah, thank Allah, believe in Allah, and don't allow any condition to bother you, because all the condition is part of your qadr and nobody can change it except Allah. You think about it, you don't think about it, will not change. Only He can change if He wanted change, in a time He wanted change, in a way He wanted change. You miserable or you not, you wish or you don't, you care or you don't care, your rizq, your destiny, you will receive it. Thank Allah, believe in Allah, and remember your destiny is not an accident. It's full of wisdom and khair. Only if you believe in Allah, even if you do not comprehend it. And 99%, we cannot comprehend what Allah is doing. But we have to trust what He promised. And we have our heart connected to Him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is the word of wisdom, the word of happiness, the word of tranquility, the word of peace. Just elevate your soul by thanking Allah. Remember Allah, be busy with Allah, you will see wonder. Dunya, in the moment of death, after death, and akhirah, inshaAllah. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you feel this wording can benefit you, spread it. Spread it. Elevate yourself. Spread goodness. This is more higher than all the meal you can spread, because to elevate a soul like you're elevating the soul of mankind. May Allah make us among those, inshaAllah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I want to remind myself and you, it's not the accumulation of knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not ask Allah for knowledge. He asked Allah for useful knowledge. Shaitan, he has all the knowledge. He saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was elevated to the level of a scholar and be honored to be the level of jinn. And what the knowledge did? What the knowledge did? My dear brother and sister in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he explained to us in the end of time, the knowledge will spread. The link will spread. I give you a link, you give me a link. But how much we live in this knowledge? How much this knowledge elevate our soul? Make me content, make me happy, make me in peace, make me have iman and yaqeen, make me trust in Allah, make me rely on Allah, make me trust in His qadr. Do you know what happened to Shaitan? La'natullah alayhi. When Allah created Adam and He saw the elevation for Adam, He looked and compared. He looked and compared. He looked and compared. And He forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us we look to each other and compare? And this comparison generate the jealousy, generate the hate, generate the mother of all the sins. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you claim you have knowledge, you're seeking knowledge of Allah, ask yourself how much I trust in Allah, how much I'm content, how much I'm not looking to other and compare, how much I'm really happy inside and thanking Allah for what He give me, and be busy with the message. This is called useful knowledge. Imam Samarqandi, rahmatullah alayhi, one of the early imam,
They ask him, "Ya Imam, who is the most knowledgeable person? Who is the scholar?"
He said, "The scholar is the one he knows. This life is not his life. This life is not his life, and he's leaving. And he prepared for after death." There's many ahadith about the same topic. My dear brother and sister in Islam, humble yourself. If the knowledge of Allah do not allow you to be humble to Allah, humble to the creation of Allah, walking in this earth with humble and humility, thanking Allah and His bid rahmah, you have no useful knowledge. If your face is not happy, your heart is not happy, you're not content, you have no knowledge. You have no useful knowledge. The knowledge of Allah can be damaging if you gain it with the wrong purpose, or it will not elevate your soul. Be careful, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Useful knowledge is very, very rare today. You have to have ikhlas in the way you seek the knowledge. You have to ikhlas in how you preserve the knowledge. And this knowledge, again, it has to elevate your soul first. Not your husband, not your wife, not the people, not for argue. No. Not at all. If this knowledge do not decorate you with the quality beloved to Allah and make you closer to Allah, make you walk in this earth with legacy, this not useful knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas and sidq in the seen and unseen, and allow us to seek the useful knowledge, the knowledge beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a thought and a word. May Allah make me live it, and may Allah choose you to be among those who live it. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.